Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike hit a train repair facility in the capital, Kyiv. NPR's Nathan Rott says the strike was among the latest involving Russian missiles in the east of the country.
Ukrainian forces are trying to hold ground and fight back. Russian troops advancing from the north and east in Severodonetsk, the last major city in the Luhansk region, still in Ukrainian hands. South of the city, here in Pokrovsk, military equipment is being moved back and forth from the front line. Convoys of trucks towing artillery and trailers carrying tanks and other combat vehicles rumble down two-lane roads. A pair of soldiers just back from Severodonetsk for a couple of days of rest expressed optimism for what's become a dug-in urban fight in the industrial city. The optimism isn't shared in all quarters, though, as both sides are believed to be suffering heavy casualties. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Pokrovsk, Ukraine.
Survivors and relatives of those killed in recent mass shootings in Texas and upstate New York are expected to testify this week to members of a House committee. NPR's Windsor Johnston says the hearing is being held as a group of senators, Democratic and Republican, continues to examine proposals to toughen the nation's gun laws.
The House Oversight Committee says the hearing will examine the human impact of gun violence and the urgency for lawmakers to enact stricter gun control measures. The panel will hear testimony from the mother of a 20-year-old man who was shot last month at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Lawmakers will also hear from a fourth-grade student who survived the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 of her classmates.
That's NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. There were deadly shootings in several states over the weekend. A shooting near a bar in Chattanooga, Tennessee, left 3 people dead and more than a dozen wounded. In Michigan, 3 people were killed in a shooting in Saginaw. In Pennsylvania, a shooting near Philadelphia's Entertainment District left 3 people dead and nearly a dozen injured. Sophia Schmidt with member station WHYY is following the investigation in Philadelphia.
The shooting took place Saturday night on a street lined with bars, restaurants, and a concert venue. Philly police say at least 5 guns were used in the shooting amid a crowd. Authorities think it may have started with a physical altercation. Still, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw at a press conference Sunday says that people should not be afraid.
This is not something that's normal in the city of Philadelphia, and I don't want anyone to begin to think that it is.
For NPR News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Philadelphia.
Dow futures are up 281 points this morning. This is NPR News from Washington. Tropical storm Alex is expected to move near Bermuda later today. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has top sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. A tropical storm warning is in effect on the island. The system caused some flooding in South Florida over the weekend. A report's been issued on the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, addressing criticisms about the panel. Jerry Clayton with Texas Public Radio reports.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has faced criticism over its lack of transparency and the proper use of its authority. A panel called the Sunset Commission recommends clarifying these authorities and refining the process of public input. Environmental groups have complained that the agency in the past has set up public comment on issues after legislation has already been passed. The report also states that TCEQ encourages some industries to conceal monitoring and record-keeping violations. But the commission concludes that the agency, quote, performs admirably. A public hearing will give citizens a chance to weigh in later this month. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The NBA Finals are tied at a game apiece. The Golden State Warriors took Game 2 last night by beating the Boston Celtics 107-88. Steph Curry scored 29 points for the Warriors. Spain's Rafael Nadal is celebrating his 14th French Open title. He defeated Norway's Casper Ruud in straight sets yesterday, 6-3, 6-3, 6-love. For Nadal, it was the 22nd Grand Slam title of his tennis career. That's a record. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.